And now a nation in mourning after one of the worst mining disasters in history, a Turkish coal mine. An explosion and fire followed by a mine collapse has trapped or killed hundreds. At the scene of the disaster is a reporter for the New York Times, Shebnem Arsu. Welcome.
Hi there.
This is really focused the attention of the entire nation of Turkey. Can you explain what's going on?
It is indeed, and the Prime Minister already issued 3 days of national mourning after the incident. It's really sad. We're talking about more than 200 people being killed. Each family has several members who are working in mines in the region. So they came here, been down there, and they've been saying that the death toll must be much higher than what the officials are talking about.
How much concern is there in this community about the safety of the mines and the demands for energy that cause the miners to dig ever deeper?
Well, it's really a very delicate issue here. As I said, this is a mining community, and their primary way of income is basically working in these mines. And they do not want to talk against the company. They don't want to criticize the company. They don't want to criticize the government. But if you agree to listen to them without asking their names, they would say that they wouldn't trust the inspectors coming to the compound. And they said they would inform the administration from 15 days in advance, and such inspections can never provide reliable facts and features.
New York Times reporter Shebnem Arsu, before we go, the political situation is tense in Turkey. As you say, this will play out over a period of weeks. What is the chance that this could become a real national crisis for the Turkish government?
It really depends on how the government would be ready to tackle the situation. If it starts fine procedures, you know, if it puts in a reliable investigation in place that would satisfy the relatives, families, and the opposition groups in Turkey, chances of this growing into a crisis might not be as severe as it seems today.
New York Times reporter Shebnem Arsu in Turkey. Thanks so much.
Thank you.